Gearhead Radio on AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM with Jimmy Purdy is brought to you by Shifting Gears in Paso Robles, 1621 North River Road. Shifting Gears has you covered from your weekend cruiser to your daily commuter. And now let's join Jimmy Purdy on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM, and KPRL.com.
And good morning and welcome in. This is Gearhead Radio. I'm your host, Jimmy Purdy, from Shifting Gears Auto Repair.
Hello.
Special guests.
Two.
Guestesses. Is it just guests or guests?
Depends on how fast you say it.
Like if you have one guest or if you have multiple guests.
Mallory's thinking about it.
She says guestesses.
Yeah, if you hear jingle bells or little giggles, that's her.
Yeah, Mallory's in the studio.
In the building.
In the studio. Well, she's in the building. She's actually in the studio, so.
It's true.
Welcome in. This is Gearhead Radio. If you're just tuning in for the first time, welcome in. And you're in for a real treat. We are at the end of January 2026. Can you believe that? Felt like it was just, the holidays were just a couple days ago. But we have officially turned the page.
On 2026.
Into month number two. That's crazy. You know what else is kind of crazy?
Ooh, I know what's coming. Maybe. What's crazy? What's crazy, Jimmy?
Listen. Are you listening?
I'm listening.
No, it's not working.
Suspense.
How's this?
I knew it.
I thought I'll get in trouble for this.
I knew that's what was happening. Quick, guess the artist.
I hope you know.
You better know.
There's a story behind this. Does anybody catch that? Does anybody know who that is?
It is. Mallory got it. Phil Collins.
I woke up at like 3 in the morning with that tune in my head. It's the weirdest thing. And the strange part about it is Phil Collins' birthday was January 30th, 1951.
He was speaking to you.
So his birthday was less.
Your dreams.
That's the weirdest thing I think has happened to me in a long time.
I have Good a song, feeling though. I know what that means.
It's another day in paradise. Every time, you know, like when you drive by the sign, it says, welcome to paradise, because you're in Paso Robles, the little Paso Robles billboard. It's like, I don't know, weird.
It's karaoke time.
It is.
And you
got
to sing some Phil Collins.
She said it. We get to go to karaoke tonight. Does anybody know a good karaoke bar around here? I think the Club Car Bar in Templeton.
That's
where we
did
our Christmas party. It's a pretty nice place.
Yeah, and they were wonderful hosts, by the way. So if you do have a little get-together, it doesn't have to be a legit party. Club Car Bar.
It's fried chicken sandwiches.
Pig Iron, the engine room. We technically had it in the engine room because, you know, there's like three separate, all under the one umbrella. Wonderful. Great food. Great staff. Little shout-out.
Text lines are open if you have any questions about your vehicle. 805-238-5775. Feel free to text in at any time.
Text?
Yeah, we have text now.
Oh, I'm out of the loop. That's pretty cool.
Yep. And we're just as the things we're doing around here.
Dang. Moving on up.
Yep.
Moving on up.
Yep. Getting pretty fancy around here.
All right, or you could just call in, right?
Let's get some weather to start the show. So today we have quite a nice day going on for the day after Phil Collins' birthday. 75, sunshine. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 72. We're hanging out in the 70s, actually getting a little warm Wednesday, Thursday. We might hit 80 degrees.
Whoa.
Wednesday, Thursday.
I was not expecting that.
And back into the low 70s back into next weekend. So the rest of the country is freezing and we have absolutely perfect weather.
Yeah,
for
I just bought a new
February.
Jacket.
Yeah. Like a massive ice storm going on all across the country. There's a lot of, in fact, we were in D.C. the weekend before last.
Two weeks.
So the shop that we were visiting, or shops, there's 8 of them. We got to visit 7 of them. Craftsman Auto Care is in the DMV area, which is the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area. Did a whole shop tour. Got to see all that last week, or the week before last, whenever it was. He actually had to shut down all of his locations because of the ice storm. So we just narrowly escaped that one.
Well, I was getting pretty nervous because I took Mallory to visit family in Reno. And, you know, we have to go over the Donner Pass. They already have snow, but I was super worried that the storm was going to come in and we were going to get stuck there or something. It was fine. The weather was beautiful.
She asked me before she left. She's like, there's that big hill that is that going to be a big deal? That hill that I have to go over. You think it's going to snow? I'm like, oh, you mean the Donner Pass, like the one where the family ate each other? It's kind of a big deal, yeah. The ones that they froze to death and they all, you know, death. It's kind of a big deal, yeah.
So needless to say, I was nervous. But we did it, and we're back, and we're fine.
We made it. Let's get to the phones. Good morning, you're on Gearhead Radio.
Good morning, Jimmy.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, I got my O2 4 with the V6, the 4.2, and I got the idle air control motor. It goes, sometimes it works properly, and sometimes it doesn't. I get my check engine light, I check it, then all of a sudden it clears itself. Is there a way to clean those things, or do I just need to just buy one and put one on?
An O2. Does that one have, is it drive-by-wire? Does it have the big TAC motor on it, the big TAC motor?
It's drive-by-wire.
Drive-by-wire. I've had issues with those. Is it like a P2 code, like P21 code?
I believe so, yeah. I can't remember. I've coded it and just came up with the IAC motor. And then, all of a sudden it would go away and then run right.
Yeah.
And it'd come on and run like crap.
Yeah, there's a possibility it could be dirty. I mean, first thing, you can just pull it. It's like 4 bolts, right? And just pull the air cleaner off.
Yeah.
Pull it off, clean it real good, put it on there, do an idle relearn on it, or just disconnect the battery for 30 seconds and plug it back in. That usually resets the idle. I've had issues with those. There's a wiring harness that goes around the back of the engine, and the little studs for the valve cover wears through that harness.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've seen that on the V6s and the V8s. It's kind of a big problem.
Yeah, it could be just grounding out, then moving the wire. And
yeah, that's exactly what happens. It'll be fine. You test everything tests fine, put it all back together, drive it for a week, and all of a sudden out of nowhere, boom, it goes into limp mode. Cycle the key, and then it's fine again. And it's just that, it's like one little spot on the stud that wears through the harness and just grounds that one wire for the throttle cable. So I would check that harness, go around the back. Maybe just even pull it up and just try to maybe zip tie it out of the way just to test.
Uh-huh.
Because I've had those harnesses have problems before.
Something to check on. Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, of course.
All right. Hey, you three have a good day.
Thanks, Tom. Have a good weekend. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, weird issues sometimes. You know what's the problem with like wiring diagnostics is when you're testing it, you pull the harness out of its location. So we get like a lot of weird wiring issues. Usually it's rodent stuff, which is pretty easy because the rodents make a mess and you can find it. Sometimes it's not so easy. But when you're testing the harness, you typically have to kind of manipulate it a little bit to get your equipment there. And when you do that, it kind of pulls it away from where the problem is. And then everything tests fine. It's pretty tough. So sometimes you just got to pull the harness and just like inspect every inch of it, especially with like weird intermittent issues like that, where all of a sudden something locked up and then it goes away. That's why I don't like to replace parts based on codes, right? You can have like an O2 sensor code, right? For the oxygen sensor circuit code. And the first thing like every part store on planet Earth is going to do is sell you. Well, they're going to sell you a part because that's how they make money. I hate to tell you, but.
But it's going
to
be an oxygen.
They're definitely not going to tell you to go home and check the wiring harness. They're going to sell you an oxygen sensor after their free code check. And I'm not trying to negatively bash anybody, but it's like they're a part store.
You just don't know how a business runs.
If you don't understand that you're at a part store and they're trying to sell you a part, then that's on you. I'm sorry, but it is. Listen to Gearhead Radio on Saturday morning on KPRL so I can actually give you some advice instead of trying to sell you a part. But the point is, if you have a code for an oxygen sensor circuit, that means anywhere from the computer to that oxygen sensor could have a problem because it's in the circuit. Yes, it could be the oxygen sensor, but it could also be the computer. I've had oxygen sensor faults caused by a bad computer, usually a Ford, but that doesn't really matter. But I've had a lot more with like the wiring harness hitting the exhaust, right? Because the oxygen sensor goes to the exhaust, which is really, really hot, and so it melts the harness when the harness touches it. You can replace as many oxygen sensors as you want, and it's never going to fix that harness, right? So, but in the situations where it's intermittent, where the wire just happens to wear enough, where it makes a little contact. And the one thing about electricity is it's based off of like there's a little bit of like a magnetism thing going on there, right? And you probably noticed, like, you put a battery cable on, it kind of gives a little spark, a little arc sometimes. Well, that's what'll happen with that harness. When the harness wears through and it finds itself a little ground and it makes that arc, it'll kind of bond itself there for a little bit until you cycle the key, which de-energizes that circuit, and then it kind of lets go, and then it's not there anymore, especially those really, really small little intrusions in the wire, right? It just arcs just enough to make a contact, and as soon as you turn the key off, which de-energizes the circuit and more power, it doesn't have that magnetic pull anymore, and the wire kind of can fall off. Start again and it's fine. Those are really difficult to do. You almost have to get it to fault and then test it while the fault is present to actually pick it up on a meter. Otherwise, you just go to the old school way of visually inspecting. Let's just get in there and pull this harness out and actually look through every inch of it and see. But again, then you're manipulating the harness, and sometimes the sheath, the little protective coating, as you're pulling up, it can kind of twist or move a little bit, and then you don't see the shiny spot on the wire. You put it all back together, and the car is fine. And you're like, I don't know what happened, but it seems to work now. Maddening. You know, the other big one with electrical stuff is the connectors they're using. The connectors are like these, such a tiny, tiny little pin, that over time the vibrations of the engine will start kind of wallowing out that female side of the connector. And because it's such a small connection, it doesn't take much of that connection to get loose a little bit, and then you start having weird issues. And I've had issues where you just disconnect the connector and putting it back on, all of a sudden it fixes it. And then you're like, what did I do? I fixed it. I'm a magic man.
I'm a genius.
I gotta go to break. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Austin Streamlin. At Slow Heating and Air, our passion for delivering exceptional quality and service never wavers. We're a family business serving our neighbors with honest service you can trust. We can help you fix, maintain, and install new heating and air conditioning system.
And if another company says something big's broken,
call us for a second opinion.
805-423-5119. That's 805-423-5119. San Luis Obispo Heating and Air Conditioning, Inc. Keeping you in the comfort zone.
She grew up here, learned here, built her life and her craft right here. Inside a jewelry store trusted since 1980, she spent years behind the scenes, designing, refining, perfecting. Her mentors became her teachers, her workplace became her calling. In 2020, she and her husband took the reins, inheriting not just a business, but a legacy built on relationships and care. Along the way, she earned 12 National Jewelry Design Awards. But the most important work? The pieces no one had yet seen. Now, 6 years into ownership, the jewelry cases are changing. One designer, one vision. Her name is Lindsay Jane, and this is the beginning of her story. Lindsay Jane, luxury jewelry and design from the heart.
Keep that vehicle looking its best with the help from Golden Hill Car Wash. Your choice of state-of-the-art Razor touchless wash with ceramic wax and the Ryko Soft Gloss Max 5, both with the latest technology. Plus, Golden Hill Car Wash offers 6 wash bays, including RV, all with spotless rinse. Plus, they've got vacuums for you. Keep it looking its best. Golden Hill Car Wash. Pass the Robles.
Welcome back. You are tuning in to Gearhead Radio on AM 1230 KPRL. I'm your host, Jimmy Purdy from Shifting Gears Auto Repair. We are located at 1621 North River Road in Paso Robles. You can find us online at shiftinggears805.com or come by the shop anytime. I don't know where I was going with that. Fun announcement.
What's the fun announcement?
What is the fun announcement?
I don't know. We have multiple fun things that
could be announced. If you are a regular, I guess I'm going to call it regular. You don't want to be a regular at an auto shop.
Normal maintenance. You come to us for your alignments, your oil changes.
Don't you think like a regular in auto shop means that the shop's not like doing a great job?
I think some people initially think that, but if you actually take care of your vehicle and maintenance it, yeah, you kind of should be a regular.
Like twice a year.
Exactly. Okay. Like your dentist.
I was thinking regular, like a coffee, like,
hey, she like you're there like every day. Place.
You're like, hey, I'm here every day. Like, that's not a good thing at all. Definitely. We're not
well,
doing
that's
a good job.
Not good. No, no.
You don't want to be there every day at an auto shop.
No, no, Nanette.
No matter how good the coffee they got there is, or the cold drinks, or the free Uber rides. Anyways, if you've been in the last year,
we got a gift for you.
We do have some fun stuff coming out. So we have a membership program that we are rolling out. We'll be live next week. So if you get a text, we're getting 2% back on every dollar you spend. So it's called the Key Lime Club. You bring the keys, we got the limes.
Yeah, don't get a lemon. Drive in the limelight. That's what I came up with. I think that's pretty good. Drive in the limelight. Don't get a lemon. Drive in the limelight.
It's very good. So you'll be good at that. And if you haven't been in before, I would highly recommend you coming down. All repairs will go into the membership rewards program, and you will be earning cash back, not to mention free oil changes and many other discounts as we keep rolling out. We're actually wanting to do a big event, hopefully this year. We were trying to put it together last year, didn't come together. But we want to do a big oil change event for single moms.
Or just moms in general. Maybe. Single moms.
All the single ladies?
Single ladies.
All the single ladies. Single ladies. We'll let Mallory decide. Anyway, so we're really wanting to do that to... So that'll be part of the program as well. So if that's something you would want to donate to, we'll have that open as well. So you can donate to that cause. And we're really looking forward to this. It's a really cool event. Took a lot of programming and all that stuff on the back end to get it rolling. But it's exciting stuff. So 1 week away from unveiling that. So if you get a text message here in the next week about a balance on your account, that's what it is.
That's pretty exciting, getting credits on stuff you already have to do. I love that. I love when people do that. So I'm glad that we're starting.
What was I talking about?
Phil Collins. Just kidding. Pin fitment, connection issues, electrical stuff.
Happy birthday, Phil Collins. The new connectors now are pretty terrible. Real small ones. I think the Euro's been using them for a long time, but it's that's a problem too. So I think that was pretty much. I think I got to the end of that saga that I wanted to talk about anyway. What else you got?
What else do I have? I'm the guest.
Yeah, you're the special guest. You're supposed to keep the show going. This is like my chance to put my feet up so I can just relax.
Well, with the storms and winter coming, I don't know how many people are familiar with chains or general tire.
It's going to be like 80 degrees next week.
If you're traveling, you know, just because we live here doesn't mean we stay here. It's good. It's so good to know.
So if you need change or cables, I'd recommend going over on Riverside. Change required. Those people got everything you need. They'll teach you how to put it on. It's pretty simple, but yeah.
Oh, well, I've never done it before because I always have you. And that's one thing that we discussed on our very long drive there and back is, you know, I used to be pretty handy, but then I met you, and now you do everything. I've lost my touch. I gotta start doing things again.
Or did you just realize like how low the bar was?
Are you hungry? Cause I got a knuckle sandwich for you.
All right, I got some recalls. Let's go over some news stuff. We got a Hyundai is on the docket. Yeah, I got a bunch of Hyundai stuff for you.
I got a Hyundai.
Yeah, I know. That's why I got.
I love my Hyundai.
These. Yep. Nope. They're not good. Not good at all.
Uh-oh. Here we go. Okay. What do we got?
First one is the Genesis. And you're going to like this one too because they're recalling 84,000 vehicles with faulty screens.
Oh.
So for Christmas, she has a 16 Hyundai Santa Fe. Yeah, it's been a great car. I mean, it's been better than I would expect for a Hyundai. Use it all the time.
Yeah, it's
decent gas mileage, nice and big, tons of power. It's a perfect little car. But the screens never work. The touch screen, it's like it glitches and it just picks up like random. It does weird stuff. So
yeah,
for Christmas
like ghost style.
And I would recommend this too. If if you have an older car and maybe you're looking at upgrading to the newer one, and I've said this a lot too, most of the upgrades that they have these in these new vehicles that get you to buy them, you can buy these things and just add them to your vehicle. So you don't have to like go buy, you know, a $60,000 vehicle because you want Apple CarPlay or heated seats and stuff like that. So that's what we got. We went and got I got her an infotainment center that does Android audio and Apple CarPlay. Fits right into the stock location. It's all, I mean, it's like looks better than the stock one. It's a bigger screen.
It's so nice.
And it fits in seamlessly. It goes in everything. Reverse camera hooks right up. Everything's like, just like OE, but now it hooks up to your phone because the screen was faulty. That's my point there.
Yeah, it was pretty snazzy. The screen was definitely
super easy to install. I mean, it's like, yeah, anybody can do it. It's like all the connections and everything.
It's not just Hyundai's. Yeah, a lot of them have issues and go out. It like doesn't recognize your finger anymore.
Or
like
if you have
your finger.
If you have a car that's like 20 years old, you more than likely don't have the ability to have your phone hook up to Bluetooth. You probably got a little dongle hanging out, or you got to put the little, you know, connector thing in the cigarette lighter. I mean, there's so many ways to get it to work, but these new infotainment centers are getting so cost effective. I mean, they're just a few hundred dollars and they go in the factory and they're molded to go in. So you don't have to like modify anything. They click right in. It's they're pretty nice.
Yeah. Who says you need a new car? Just get a new infotainment center.
You know, that's one of the things I hear a lot too, is you want to solve like say a $6,000 or $7,000 problem with a $50,000 solution.
We do hear a lot of that.
You know, it just doesn't make sense. I mean, listen to Dave Ramsey if you want to get into that a little bit more. I mean, a lot of the stuff he says is kind of dated, but also it makes a lot of sense too, right? It's like, yeah, it's going to be expensive to fix your car, but what's the alternative? Like, we're just trying to solve a problem here. And I would never, like, sway you to do one thing or another. If you want to buy a new car, go buy a new car. Like, I love new cars, too. Like, they're not... We were just talking about getting a Tesla. Like, maybe we should get a Tesla. So that way I can have one and I can start figuring out when it breaks, how to fix it, and, you know, just get a little more in tune with it. It's nothing like owning something to get you really in tune with how it works. And not to mention, it's like, well, yeah, it'd be a good little commuter. It'd be great to run around and, mm-hmm. yep. and stuff like that. So... yeah, I mean, there is a time and a place for a new car. I would never say against it. But if you're trying to get a new car to solve a problem, that's something different. So if your problem is that you need to spend $8,000 or $9,000 to fix your current vehicle and you have nothing against it, you don't need something else, like, well, then spending $50,000 or $60,000 is not a good solution for that problem, if that makes sense. We're just trying to solve problems here. That's what I do all day long. And so that's one of the ones that doesn't make a lot of sense to me. Anyways, back to this Hyundai recall before I get too far on a tangent. Hyundai, the Genesis in particular. So through its parent company of Hyundai, which is Genesis, it issued a recall for 83,000 vehicles that could experience infotainment and display screens that turn off while driving. The recall covers a select population of the G80, electrified G80, GV60, GV70, the electrified V70 and V80. All models which are from the 2025 to 2026 years. Now, the issue stems from a software logic issue in the HD radio memory storage. The glitch may cause the instrument panel and infotainment screens to intermittently reboot while the vehicle is driving, thereby hiding important information Uh-oh. Such as the speedometer, fuel gauge, and any temperature gauges. So this isn't...
Ooh, that sounds dramatic.
So again, going to new vehicles, talking about new problems, it's no longer your instrument cluster, the IPC, and your infotainment center. They have collectively integrated everything into one, if you've seen new vehicles. All your information is on one screen, right? Your speedometer... your tachometer, your fuel gauge, temperature, all right? It's all one big, huge panel screen. It's no longer separated, which poses a problem. If that goes out, it all goes out. I've said that with tools, too. I don't like all-in-one tools where you have all your equipment in one, right? Like, I've never really been a big fan of that because if one goes down, it all goes down, kind of like in this situation here. So at the time of the recall, Genesis was not aware of any crashes or injuries related to the faulty screens. However, the automaker did report receiving 237 complaints related to the issue filed between September 2026 and January 2nd, 2026. The automaker began running the Remedy software as part of a production change starting on November 26, 2025. It also recommends that owners of affected vehicles disable the HD radio feature in their car until the Remedy has been applied. The automaker will notify owners of affected models through mail with instructions to bring their car to a dealership for technicians to confirm and potentially update the software. Genesis also plans to use over-the-air software updates for the vehicles that are eligible to receive them. If you're concerned if your vehicle might be included in the recall, go ahead and go to the NHTSA website.
Good info. And more when you come back from the break.
Ace Auto Care, 1 mile east of El Camino on the corner of Traffic Way and Via, Atascadero.
News, I'm Roger Stern. The Mid-Atlantic states facing more snow than they are used to, as well as high winds. Fox's Christina Coleman.
As the storm strengthens, it will likely become a bomb cyclone. Snow is expected to rapidly expand across the higher terrain of Virginia, the Carolinas, and into northern Georgia.
The winds will intensify over the weekend. The federal government is partially shut down, at least until a possible House funding vote Monday night.
Most federal offices are closed through the weekend, so the effects of the shutdown may be minimal if the House votes to pass the bill when they return to D.C. on Monday.
Fox's Madeline Rivera. The House will vote on a Senate version of the funding bill, which provides only 2 weeks of funding for DHS. America is listening to Fox News.
Gold is at an all-time high. Now is the time to take your scrap gold and turn it into cash or trade it in for new jewelry at Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles. Take the old or broken bracelets, chains, rings, or trinkets that you never wear and go home with cash in your pocket or get an additional 25% off to use towards a new item. Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry is family-owned and located at 1224 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Paso Robles. Open Wednesday through Saturday.
Hi, this is Chris from We Help You Legal. Legal documents should be simple and affordable. At We Help You Legal, there are no lawyers and no high costs. Just certified experts to assist you with living trusts, wills, divorce matters, corporations, and LLCs.
Hi, I'm Christina. We also offer notary services. You can find us online at wehelpyoulegal.com or call 805-237-7770.
We Help You Legal, your Central Coast legal document company.
Hello, it's me, Jared, with Hutch Heating and Air. When was the last time you changed your filter or had your air conditioner looked at by a pro? Yes, a pro. Did you know your air conditioner can lose small amounts of refrigerant over time, wasting your hard-earned money to cool down your home without you noticing anything wrong? So save a buck and remember us. Heater not helping much? Call Hutch at 466-8199 or look us up on the web at hutchheatingandair.com.
What's happening at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles? We asked the mattress specialist, Rich London.
Right now, Gary, everything's on special. Got special prices, phenomenal. And my prices are way better than everybody else. And that's why I'm still in business after 33 years. We've got specials on the bases, on the mattresses, headboards and footboards, you name it. Everything's on sale. And it'll continue early through next year as well. Till they raise my prices, I don't raise my prices.
Visit the mattress specialist at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
It's not too late. With the holiday rush behind you, it's time to shop for you. The Blenders winter sale is in full swing with up to 50% off. Stop by the Blenders and see what's waiting for you. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Happy New Year from the Blenders, 538 12th Street in downtown Paso Robles.
What should you look for when choosing an insurance agent? Experience is a key quality. A good agent responds promptly. It gives you clear explanations, letting you know exactly all the details of your policy. And a good agent has good listening skills, and a good agent takes the time to understand your unique situation. A good agent, like Kevin Hunt Insurance, 105 South Main Street in Templeton. Call 805-434-3276.
You are tuning to Gearhead Radio on AM 1230. As always, appreciate your time and hanging out. Phone lines are open. Text lines are open. 805-238-5775. It's the same number if you want to call in or text. If you have a question about your vehicle, maintenance, I don't know. You want to know about Phil Collins' birthday?
I mean, I'm here, so it's not maybe always car-related, but if it's vehicle,
maybe
auto-related,
maybe I'm a musical savant. I've never known it.
Not just questions, comments, too. I'm gliding right past your Phil Collins here.
Like maybe it's like I'm so good with cars. I guess that's my musical talent. Maybe I can... I've never tried a keyboard. Maybe we should go buy a keyboard and I'll try playing it.
I have one under my bed from middle school at my parents' house.
Mallory has one, too. Totally get I'm going to do it on Mallory's keyboard.
That's like a xylophone.
She just
piano.
She said I could use it. I'm gonna unlock
only
my
when
hidden.
She's not there.
I'm gonna unlock my hidden musical talents. Phil Collins has channeled me. Yeah, I'm channeled.
So what else is going on with Hyundai? Did we have another Hyundai recall?
Yeah, we have another one. The Palisade. Hyundai recalls 568,000 of the SUVs for the second time.
Oh, no.
So Hyundai's, and it's Hyundai like Sunday.
I say Hyundai. I don't say Hyundai. I say Hyundai.
It's recalling 576 Palisade SUVs whose third row side curtain airbags may not effectively restrain passengers in a crash. The recall population covers a set of them from 2020 through 2025 model years. While not confirmed, the recall population appears to cover the same subset of vehicles that were involved in a seatbelt-related recall last September.
Ooh.
So the recall documents show that the vehicle side airbags failed to secure the heads of third row passengers during a crash.
Yikes.
According to the documents, NHTSA notified Hyundai that a 2025 vehicle failed to keep a safety dummy in the third row from exceeding the movement limit during a routine compliance test. So between April and December of 2025, Hyundai and the NHTSA performed several more compliance tests before determining that the third row side curtain airbags were defective. The automaker is still developing a fix for the faulty airbags. Once a solution becomes available, Hyundai will notify affected owners with instructions to go to their local dealerships to have the remedy performed. In the meantime, do not get into a crash. That's what they say.
I'm honestly glad to hear that they... that they saw it during a compliance check instead of it happening in the real world. That means they're doing their jobs.
Trying to avoid vehicle collisions? Is that just... Hyundai owners know?
Is it the same if you don't think about it?
You know what's I find interesting is
passively
like
passively avoiding it versus
Tesla's.
Avoiding it?
There's not a lot of damaged Teslas running around, and it really gives me a lot of I lose a lot of hope because with self-driving vehicles and AI and everything, it's just proving that they're better than us. You know, vehicles running around, damaged, right? Lots of bumpers hanging off. The little plastic thing flipping in the wind, you know? You know what I'm talking about?
Mirrors dangling.
And it's like just cars are just mutilated. And then for the most part, 90%, 95% of Teslas are straight as an arrow. Why is that? Well, a little pro tip. If you're driving through traffic and you want to get in front of somebody, you can always cut off a Tesla. You know why? Because it forced itself to stop.
AKA, keep you safe. I mean, we think it's funny and we've joked about it before, but...
It works. It obviously works.
It keeps you and your car safe.
It's faster and better than us.
Anti-collision safety.
There's a few
That's
vehicles...
One perspective.
What was the name of that conference and they just had in SEMA? Or not SEMA, the Las Vegas Convention Center.
Oh, the AI...
The AI...
I don't know the name it was all Surge? AI stuff.
CE something. And it's like industry only, but we were watching some of that and there's vehicles coming out that are fully autonomous. Honda's working on one. It's a fully autonomous vehicle, meaning you can actually get into level 5 autonomy you can, there is a, I don't know, for lack of a better term, there's a joystick. It's a steering wheel, but it's basically just an input device that allows you to control the vehicle if you want to drive it around. If not, you put it in the level 4 and the whole steering wheel like collapses down into the dash and disappears. And then the vehicle is fully autonomous. There's another one, I can't remember the name of the automaker, but they're coming out with a fully autonomous where you can request the ride. So if you're in your house and you're getting ready, you go on your phone and you say, you set the temperature, you put the radio, whatever you want on it, you say, okay, be, you know, downstairs in 10 minutes, and the vehicle will pull up, pick you up, and then you put in that where you want to go. And that's your vehicle. And then it'll actually set itself up for maintenance and repairs and all that. It'll communicate as needed. So you actually start getting like text messages from your vehicle. Hey, you know, if you don't forget the battery's running low or the fuel's low, or hey, you haven't had your tires rotated in 50,000 miles. It'll actually update you and tell you like what it needs, and then it'll schedule its own appointment to like keep it maintained. Crazy. I can't remember the name of that automaker.
It's like scary, but also very exciting. Like, yeah, that kind of sounds nice. Imagine the amount of time we can devote to other passions instead of the mundane stuff.
Well, the mundane is ideally, where the fun is.
Yeah, but ideally, like, now, you know, maybe I could become a painter. Or like a famous artist, Mr. Phil Collins.
I can start playing the keyboard.
You can start playing the keyboard. That's, you can learn how to play the keyboard. If the car's doing all the work for you, look at all that time you got back.
But I'm a really good, I'm like a really good driver though, so I'd like to keep doing that. Why are you laughing? That's not funny.
I've never gotten a ticket. I'd like to keep that going and say it was all me and not some autonomous driver.
Wait. Back that up. Just because you haven't got a ticket doesn't mean you haven't been pulled over. And that's the difference between you and I.
Yeah, but I'm smart enough not to get caught.
See? That's the difference. I get pulled over. Immediate ticket. You get pulled over and you just start crying and then it's like, oh, you just go ahead.
No, Okay. I will use that technicality. I've been pulled over once.
The only time...
Once
that I've been pulled over and did not get a ticket is when I was driving your car with you in it.
Sounds like a you problem. You were driving my car and you got a ticket because you didn't know how to talk to the cop. He still gave you a ticket.
Did he? No, he didn't.
He gave you a fix-it ticket. Didn't he? Or a warning. Oh, maybe it was a warning.
Yeah, it was a warning. First time I ever had just got a warning.
Oh, that's right. You're welcome. Probably because I looked so scared. He felt bad for you.
Exactly. That's my point.
You're welcome.
Anyway, the AI conference was pretty... you should check it out. There's a bunch of videos just getting released on YouTube in the last week or so about this AI conference and the new stuff coming out. There's a little bit of vehicle stuff, but there's a lot of other cool stuff coming out, like the AI robots and stuff. Like, I mean, this is like, it's crazy.
Like housekeeper robots?
Yeah.
Like the Jetsons. Just think of the Jetsons.
So the one thing we've implemented at the shop is a lot of is using AI a lot to kind of help implement our systems and keep track of, you know, checks and balances and stuff like that. And one of the big ones that we've used a long time is phone calls. You know, that way if there's a phone call that I need to step in on or something like that, it'll grade it, and then I can step back and figure it out, listen to it, get it interpreted, all that stuff. Well, now they have wearables. So not only are the phone calls going to be recorded, but there'll be a wearable so that actual conversations in the bay can actually be recorded and analyzed too, which is just, that's a crazy amount. And I mean, that sounds like a lot, but the cool thing is they have this feature where, say you're walking around, happens to me all the time, I'm walking around the shop and I notice this airline's leaking, these oiled pans are not where they need to be.
She's very excited about
Mallory's, you know, got new ideas. Whatever it is, I'd like to paint this. We should clean that up. There's just like a lot of things as you're walking around, you know, and then you start making a list in your head and then you get pulled away and all of a sudden it's 5 o'clock and you don't get it done. So wearing this device, you can just say, hey, make a list. And you're just kind of like saying out loud. You don't have to open an app or nothing. It listens to you all day. You just wear it and then it's always listening. It's always on. Recording everything. And so you can say, you know, make a list that I need to get two air hoses. I need to get some air reels. I need to get the compressor looked at. I need, and then at the end of the day, it'll just send you a thing on your phone and with this detailed list of everything that you saw. I mean, it's like crazy. And you can do the same thing with like shopping lists and all that other stuff. It's just, it's a little scary because it's like someone's always listening. But if you just use the technology correctly, it just makes it so much easier.
You can kind of...
I think so anyway.
Well, it is cool because you can kind of narrate your day. And yeah, you just got to think about it differently. I actually...
Or you meet someone and they tell you your name and you forget their name. But it's listening. So then you're like, oh, what was that guy's name? What was he talking about? What was that book he said? That was another one. You're like, ask, oh, what's the best book you ever... You know, stuff like that. And then you go back to the end of the day, like, oh, there it is.
Names, great ideas, questions, things you have to look up later.
Yeah.
Yeah. Instead of keeping a little journal or a notebook or just trying to remember everything, it does it for you. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, pretty cool. A lot of cool stuff on there. I don't know where I was going with that, but...
Well, the glasses have it, too. It's not just a like one little like square thing you put on your collar. Didn't that... There was sunglasses that do it or something like that, right?
Was there?
Wasn't there?
Was there?
Oh, I thought I saw that.
Well, they've had Meta glasses for a long time, but...
Yeah, but these are different.
Yeah, they were a little different. Cool stuff, though. Yeah. What's the name of that conference? I'll figure it out.
See, if we had the technology, couldn't you just ask it?
Or I could just... Yeah, I'll look it up. I'll look it up in the break. I don't remember. Anyway, back to the car stuff here. What else do we have? Severe cold. You want to talk? Well, we're getting ice across the country. Why don't we talk about how severe cold affects your car?
Yeah.
And how we don't have to deal with it.
Well, that's why I brought up chains, bro.
We don't have to deal with it.
Okay. What do you got? What do you got for me?
All right. What's the biggest thing? Say, let's put ourselves in Alaska for a little bit and how these people are. Or I say Minnesota is just as cold right now, but it's that time of year when it's so bitterly freezing that even a 30-degree day can feel like a balmy retreat. Now that's really cold. Temperatures plummet into the single digits. Wind chills are painful and dangerous. It's cold outside. We're going to talk about that right after the break.
Woo woo!
This is Melissa.
This is Katrina. Welcome back to your Eagle Energy 76 Country Store.
You already know that we have more than just fuel. We have what fuels you. When you fill up that car or truck of yours with 10 gallons or more, you get your choice of a refreshing fountain drink, a fresh brewed iced tea, or coffee.
Each and any size that we offer for free. Just show us your receipt.
We have an amazing amount of food in our deli that's more than just snacks.
Like our delicious mash bowl. That's mashed potatoes, corn, chicken, and cheddar cheese covered in gravy.
Call ahead for anything in the deli and we will have it ready for pickup.
We also offer a complete family meal that you can call in or pre-order or just stop on by.
The family meal includes your choice of 12 pieces of battered fried chicken, 20 fresh mojo potatoes,
and 6 biscuits, all for only $25. Just head to the Eagle Energy Country Store on the corner of Highway 46 East and Golden Hill Road in Paso Robles.
The Eagle Energy Country Store is now open on Saturdays from 10 to 5, serving delicious fresh chicken.
See you at the country store.
We'll see you at the country store.
I'm Ron Torres, owner of Seniors Helping Seniors. I left corporate America to help seniors who need friendship, non-medical care, and a helping hand. Seniors have great conversations and understand each other. Join our team of mature caregivers. Or maybe you need that helping hand. Call me, 805-369-2110, 369-2110, or seniorcareslo.com. That's seniorcareslo.com. Seniors Helping Seniors.
Who's got the best breakfast around? A recent survey says it's a three-way tie between Joe's Place in Paso, Joe's Place in Templeton, and Joe's One Niner Diner at the Paso Robles Airport. Who took the survey? People with great taste who like food that tastes great. By the way, their lunches are great too. Joe's Place in Paso, Joe's Place in Templeton, and Joe's One Niner Diner at the Paso Robles Airport. Open every day from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. for breakfast and lunch. Thank you, fellow Americans.
Central Coast Tractor Work, with decades of construction and earthwork experience. They are the go-to outfit for all your home, farm, and ranch excavation needs. They do site prep, excavation, grading, trenching, utility work, demolition. They even do brush removal and lots more. They handle it all, and no job is too small. Call them today and get your project moving. And by the way, they work weekends. Central Coast Tractor Work, 805-440-6361. John Stafford Construction and Pest Control, locally owned and operated for over 20 years. Combination of construction, whether it's new construction, remodel, and concrete work, along with pest control, including termites and bird control, and more. Get it done the right way and on time. John Stafford Construction and Pest Control, the one call that does it all. Give John a call, 466-8667.
Welcome back. You are tuning to Gearhead Radio on AM 1230. Appreciate you being here. It's always nice to come and hang out. This and every Saturday morning from 9 to 10. Make sure you put it on your calendar. If you have any calls or questions about your vehicle, vehicle maintenance. In case you didn't know, I'm an AAC Certified Master Technician. We are coming up on our 10th year anniversary for the shop.
Woohoo!
Actually, this is the 9th year. Yes.
Yes.
Actually, technically, this is the 10th year. Like, technically.
Yeah, I know, but we don't use technically.
We don't use technically. We use like real world stuff.
We're realists.
Real.
Real.
This
real.
For real. For real. For real.
10 years next
Six,
year.
6-7.
6-7. Ha ha.
I'm trying to.
We're trying to be hip.
I'm trying to be hip for the newer, younger crowd. Anyways, we are the owners of Shifting Gears Auto Repair in Paso Robles at 1621 North River Road. Check us out online at shiftinggears805.com for all your vehicle repair and maintenance needs. We offer complimentary Ubers. Every vehicle gets a hand wash after every repair. We also offer complimentary towing if you're a local as well. And as of about 2 days ago, a rewards program so you can earn back your hard-earned money to keep your vehicle maintained. Before the break, I have no idea what I was talking about.
Cold weather.
Cold weather. That's
sorry,
right.
I'm away from the mic. I had to grab the baby. Cold weather.
Don't you look at me like that.
Or freezing. Freezing weather.
Freezing weather. Before I get back into that, I wanted to touch back on... It's the CES convention. That's what it was called, right? Yeah, CES, the Future of Advanced Mobility, that they had at the AI convention. That was like in January. That was beginning of this month. So a couple of things to recap there, which is some cool stuff coming out, is the ADAS system, which is machine learning, which is helping automatic emergency braking and lane keeping assistance, which also includes the autonomous driving, which is getting AI processes through the cameras and LiDAR for navigation and decision-making. In-car experiences, which is also innovating AI into it. Mercedes-Benz is actually integrating ChatGPT so it can enable personalized voice commands, climate control, and route adjustments. So you can say, hey, Mercedes, turn it down a little bit. It's a little warm in here. Crazy. And then into the manufacturing side of it, streamlines production, optimizes supply chain. So, I mean, of course, you got to use that. The other one I was bringing up was the predictive maintenance. That's what they call it. So AI is analyzing vehicle data in real time and alerting drivers of potential failures before they occur. That's unreal. And it's kind of like the...
It's very helpful.
Well, I had the call, I think, last week, week before about the, hey, does those oil change interval reminders work? Yeah, they work pretty well, but it is a algorithm or it's a program, right? So it's just the best guess that it can come to. So I said, yes, they do work and they're very, very accurate, but they're not 100%. But to integrate AI into that, that is 100%. Now it can add in all the variables, right? all those little nuances of temperature and how long it sat and all that stuff. That's crazy. That is like one of the best uses I've seen for AI in a long time to keep a vehicle maintained.
That's a real AI.
Yeah, that's like,
what I put that in that category.
Literally like having a concierge making sure your vehicle is properly maintained.
Real, helpful, real, accurate for real people in real time.
Now, some of the other ones I don't like, it's like personalized marketing. So, you know, as you're driving ads and stuff like that. So that's obviously something that they're going to try to take advantage of as if you're in the vehicle and you're not driving, well then how do we get personalized ads? So that's another one
I don't care for that. I don't even like the gas stations that have the little TVs on, to be honest. Like, can I have some silence once in a while? My goodness.
So the big ones that are jumping on this is Mercedes-Benz. They got the integration with ChatGPT, so they locked that down. GM and BMW and a few others, they're adopting some generative AI for in-car assistance and customer service. And then Tesla is utilizing neural networks for autopilot and self-driving capabilities. I think Tesla is one of the biggest ones that's moving forward with that, which the neural network is a bird's eye view network from videos that's all around the vehicle. And they're one of the biggest ones. There's another car manufacturer, and they're adding like 37 cameras to these vehicles. So the AI will know exactly what's around it at all times and be able to project you a picture of you driving your vehicle down the road, and you see what's around you at all time. It's crazy amount of technology that are going into these cars. The only way you're going to get into a crash is if someone from 1970s cars comes and T-bones you or something, right? But even then, I think it's still going to be able to maneuver, you know, and see it coming before you do and actually avoid that. So it's just an amazing amount of technology going in these cars, and it's not all bad. I know a lot of it, with change, everything kind of changes, right? You get the marketing stuff, you get the stuff that you don't really want, you just want to drive a car, but I mean, it's a lot of cool stuff coming out. So I just wanted to bring that back up because I thought it was cool. Don't you guys think it's cool? I don't think they think it's cool.
No.
No, you don't.
We do.
I knew it. Just me.
She's so mobile. I keep having to go after her.
Where are you going? We're on the radio here. We're literally live, and you're like, what are you doing?
She's all over the place.
You're not being a good co-host, Mallory.
It's very... cool. More okay, but here I come in with the negativity, which we've brought up before. I know you're thinking it out there. More technology, more cameras, more problems, more potential fixes.
Big brother's watching you.
Big brother. But you know what?
That's right, brother.
To that, people that say that, they already are.
Yeah, that's true.
So just, you know, you're not doing anything about it.
And not to mention, nobody cares.
Nobody cares about you, John, Susan. No one cares.
Nice. John's a nice guy.
And if you're so worried, what are you doing? What are you doing that you're so worried about?
Well, I mean, the main thing is like,
if you can use it for yourself, no one likes that amount of oversight. But the real is they already are. They're already using all the data mining for marketing and this and that and whatever else, you know, nefarious maybe. They're already doing it. And if you're not doing something, then be quiet and enjoy the technology. It's keeping you safe, and it's giving you more time to become, you know, a famous poet or musician.
Or read a book.
Or read a book.
Read a book.
Yeah. They can't track that. Read a book.
I think and to pivot off of that, there's just going to be an even bigger, I don't want to call it a divide, but an even bigger market for the supercar, you know, enthusiasts, right? And if you've been watching Barrett Jackson or some of the auctions, it was that the Lincoln Continental sold for $1 million. A 1965 Lincoln Continental.
Wild.
$1 million. So, yeah, the divide is getting bigger, and people are seeing it, and then like making the old cars worth even more, right? So, and I'm cool with that. That's cool.
Me too.
Yeah. All right, we're out of here. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thank you.
See you next Saturday, 9 a.m.
Gearhead Radio with Jimmy Purdy is brought to you by Shifting Gears and Paso Robles on River Road. You can trust Jimmy and his team to take care of you and your vehicle the first time
every time. You're listening to The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL 99.3 FM. Paso Robles, Tascadero, and Templeton.